What up? My name is Laquanda Nashe, and you have tuned in to the Selfish Chronicles. And this is not to be confused with selfish, because we don't do selfish over here. However, I'm real heavy on the self-care, and I encourage you to get you some. All right, y'all, what's up? Thank you for stopping by for episode 2 on the Selfish Chronicles podcast. I appreciate who's ever tuning in. Thank you so much. And so today's episode, I want to talk about who cares what people think about me. And I feel like that this is a very, very important topic to discuss, because that is one of the things that a lot of people, including myself, we always are worried about what the next person thinks about us. Even if it's our significant other, our friends, or just, you know, coworkers, people, just whatever. It is really important that we focus more on internal self-care than the outer self-care. Because when we take care of the inner part of us, that is going to reflect the outer shell of us, okay? Because I know you've heard when people say beauty is within, and it doesn't matter about your outer appearance, because you can be ugly and toxic in the inside and be physically beautiful, but what is on the inside is always going to overpower and radiate from the outside. And so it's important that we focus on our mental health. You ever heard that saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste? That is true. I remember seeing that in posters around school when I was younger, and they would have all these sayings, and knowledge is power. And I never understood that until I started going through my healing journey. And I so much understand what that means of a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so that's another reason why, not only because of my following Christ's footsteps and being a believer in Christ is why I don't drink anymore. That is a big part of it. But another part of it is how I remember me not having control of my own thoughts, because it was altered by drugs and alcohol. And so when I began to sober up and get on this healing journey and this journey of self-improvement, I wanted God to be able to dwell in my temple comfortably. I understood that I had to have my mind to be sober. Even in the word, it tells us to have a sober mind. And so I understand what that means. And so when you are working on yourself and you are on this journey to self-improvement, your mind is one of the key things, because this is where the enemy tries to manipulate us in our mind, in our thoughts. Okay. And so when we are walking around and we don't want to self-reflect, because self-reflection is a big, big part of self-improvement. And when you are self-reflecting, people, let's just be honest, we don't care to see the ugly parts of us. But in reality, when we self-reflect, we must reflect and look at the good, the bad, and the ugly within ourselves. And that's where we learn our good qualities, our bad qualities, our things that we just like, oh my goodness. And that causes us to improve, because you cannot fix a problem if you don't know the root of it. So in order to resolve a problem and get to the solution, you must get to the root of where the problem is occurring, where it started. And so not everybody wants to hold themselves accountable of their own actions. One thing is a pet peeve of mine, and especially is when I hear a person saying a bunch of excuses, okay? A bunch of excuses as to why you can't get something done. A bunch of excuses as to why things are happening. One thing that I always learn from my mother was not only my mother, but I work with my mother. My mother was a manager when I was younger and I first started working. And one thing that this amazing woman taught me, she said that losers make excuses and winners find solutions. So I live my life learning to not focus on the problem and stay stuck there, but trying to find the solution. So instead of wasting time just dwelling on the problem, complaining about the problem, complaining about the issue, instead of wasting that time, I use that time to figure out what is the solution to that problem. Because let's be honest, complaining about the problem and being stuck on the problem and dwelling on the problem is a toxic trait. Because one, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen when you complain. The only thing that you're doing is feeding that negative situation more and more and more fuel. In your mind, you are getting more depressed about it, just all negative effects from it. Nothing positive is going to come out of just continuing to vent about the problem and complain. So with that being said, that's tying into where we have to self-reflect and we have to find the issues, find the things that made us make bad choices. Where did it stem from? Why am I doing this? Why do I keep running into the same type of man? Why do I keep running into the same type of women? And instead of us blaming and playing victim and blaming the other people, we need to find out what's going on with ourselves as to, hey, why do I keep drawing or being attracted to the same type of person that is no good for me? There has to be something toxic and unhealthy going on with me, because the saying is we draw who we are. And so if I keep getting insecure men and jealous men and things like that, what's going on with me? Hold on, wait, I need to take a step back and find out what's going on with myself. And so that's why self-reflection is so important, because we walk around and we are always worrying about what other people think of us. We base our choices, we base our actions and our lifestyle on what other people think of us. And so where am I going with this? Because I'm definitely going somewhere with this. We have to get to a place that we are no longer worrying about what people think of us and worry about what God thinks of us. And if we lived our life and move and acted as if we know that God is watching us, then maybe we'd move different. Because when you're worrying about what people think of you, you move a certain kind of way. Because this world is based on material things and your material status, and that is how people put themselves in a high rank. People think because if they have a lot of money, if they have nice fancy whips, nice big house, they're wearing all the designer clothes, they feel that they are up there. And they're top tier. But what about the things that you cannot, that are priceless, that you cannot buy? Your peace, your sanity, happiness, joy, love, all the characteristics, the fruits of the spirit, all the characteristics of God, all the things that this world can't give us because people base their material status and they want it to appear that they're happy. That they have it all together because people are not trying to be authentic and be real. Being real and authentic is better than being fake any day in my eyes. When they went to when the man went to go get David because God sent him. Right, to go get David. The man didn't specifically know that he was going to get David, but he knew he was going to get somebody that God sent him to get. And all of David's brothers, David was out in the field, right? He probably was dirty. He probably was smelly because he was out there and he was tending to the sheep, okay? He was a shepherd's boy, and he took his job as a shepherd's boy very seriously, okay? And all while he was in the field with these sheep, people did not know that he was killing lions and tigers and bears and whatever came up to attack the sheep and to harm the sheep. David was protecting them, and he had learned how to use the slingshot. He was so cold, and he was out there getting trained, and God was preparing him, and he was going through the process. And he didn't have the outer material appearance of being special, of being of important in God's eyes. They didn't view him as that. His brothers were all made up, and they wore the fancy clothes. So when the man came, that's who he was looking at. Never not once did they even think that, oh, let's go get David. The father, they weren't like, well, go get David. Until God had to speak to the man and let him know that I, God, do not look at the outer appearance, but I look at the heart of man. That's how I see people. And the man had to ask, well, do you have any other sons? And he mean, yeah, we got David out there. Yeah, well, we go get David. We got David out there. And when he saw him, he knew that's him. That's who I came to get. And I'm pretty sure that the brothers was looking like, you know. And David was powerful. David became a king. See, God took him through a process. And he had to start off on a rough patch. And so just because your start doesn't look pretty, doesn't mean that your ending is not going to be great. But God had to take David through that process because he wanted him to carry humility. He wanted him to understand the struggle. He wanted him to have a solid foundation with him. God was building character. God was building strength. God was creating and making a king when everybody looked at him like, oh, he's just a shepherd boy. He's nothing. He's nobody. He stinks. And, you know, he's out there with the animals and he's outside and, you know, his hair is matted and padded and, you know, but we're fancy. And so that is what the world gives off. They look at your outer status. But if God looks at your heart, then why would I care what people think of me? Why would I care about somebody who's pretending to be happy just because they have a lot of material things that make them feel like they're at a good status, but they're bitter, they're depressed, they're hurt, they're broken. They may seem like they're happy, but in the inside, they're not. In the inside, they're wounded. So why would I care what people think of me? All my life that I grew up worrying about what people thought of me, and I did not understand this concept at first. I've been rejected, and people have put me in a box, and people have looked down at me because they felt that they were better than me, because I was judged on my status of what I did have. But not knowing that in all of my struggle, that God was preparing me and building me and building character. People will put a ceiling over you. And they will put you in a box. And they will have the audacity to put you in a position that God didn't place you in. And see, going through this journey and building my relationship with Christ, I understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and wickedness and darkness in high places. We are wrestling against these evil spirits, and it is not the person, but it is the spirit that is in operation with the person. And no, we're not going to let the people off that easy, because some people operate and they play with witchcraft, and they've accepted and they've opened themselves to be a vessel for Satan to use. Some people have accepted this fact. They're walking in and they're being psychics. You got all these people that is pretending that they are prophets, and you know, and they have these words 17 times a day, and people are walking in evilness. And We're searching for something because we want answers. And God is like, I'm right here. And I am the one who defines you, not man. I've lived a life of worrying about what people think of me. People will put word curses over your life, moving in witchcraft, speaking evil and negative things into your life. And I have denounced everything that was spoken negatively, anything of death, anything of evil that was spoken into my life, my children's life, my family life. I denounce it in the name of Jesus, because I'm taking back who I am. Everything that the enemy stole from me, God is giving it back to me. When I was in the world and I allowed myself to be lost in the sauce, me not knowing who I am, I'm taking myself back. Why would I listen to somebody who's probably broken, who's probably toxic, who's probably hurt, and I'm going to listen to what they think about me and give a care? No longer will I do that. And I encourage everyone to stop worrying about what people think. It is unhealthy. If I drive around in a beat up 1988, whatever, and my tailpipe is hanging, and that vehicle is getting me from A to B to C to D, I don't care what nobody thinks, because you don't know. I could be fixing up my debt, and God got me going through a process, and it's like, baby, it looked like a rough patch, but really it's not, because I'm helping you rebuild. I'm helping you restore. Nobody knows what that process looks like. But then you got somebody that's walking around, that's driving around in a real fancy whip. They got 2026 before it even came out, and they hitting the road and blah, blah, blah. But they in debt. No savings. Got all these loans and all this stuff out. But it looked like you're doing good, but you're struggling. I've witnessed it. I've seen it firsthand, where people live beyond their means because they're trying to impress people that honestly don't even care about you no way. It's unhealthy. And And it needs to be put out there that this is an unhealthy trait. This is a part of mental illness because you're living in delusion. It's delusional to live beyond your means. At the end of the day, it's going to catch up with you. It's only so long you can front. It's only so long that you can pretend. Ask yourself this question. Do I really want to be happy? Do I really want peace? Do I really want to be financially free? That might involve some taking away. When you have a building that is contaminated or whatever the word it is that is not sustainable, that needs to be taken down, that needs to be you know, it's mold growing and all kind of stuff, and it's not good, and the foundation is tore up. You have to break that building all the way down, and you have to get a solid foundation so that you can have a stable structure. And see, that's what God does in our life. That's why we must be renewed. Our mind needs to be renewed. We can't appear to be healthy. You want to really be healthy. See, wealth is not money. Wealth is not money. Wealth is priceless things that money can't buy. That's wealthy. God said in the word to store our riches in heaven where thieves cannot come in and steal, where rust and mold cannot affect those treasures. These are priceless things that money can't buy. And so we have to get to a place that we don't care about what people think, and we allow ourselves to go through the process of becoming authentically real, becoming authentically wealthy, healthy in our mind, body, spirit, and soul. And you can only get that through the real, authentic creator of it all. Not a statue, not things that the creator created. And you're worshiping and you're praising the things that the creator created. And I don't care who gets mad about it if I ruffle some feathers. I don't care, because the truth hurts. However, the truth sets you free as well, and move as if God is watching us and care about what God thinks of us, because God is the one who created us. God is the one who knows who we are, know our purpose, and know our plan. And if you really want to find out who you are, who am I? You have to tap into the source, the power source of where you came from. That is the only one true God, our Father who art in heaven, allowing His will, His way to be done in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. It has nothing to do with getting up, going to a church building, because Christ is not at the church. He is in us. He is with us. We are the church. What are we doing with our temple? And that's how we have to move. I don't care what people think. You might not understand what I do, and that's fine. You might not have understood my journey, and that's fine. You called me names. You tore down my character. Even lied on me. Even prayed evil things upon my life. I know it. People do it. But no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am more than a conqueror. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And you can too. I challenge you to stop worrying about what people think. Get your happiness back. Get your peace back. Get your joy back. Get you back. And it's nothing selfish about that. That's selfish.
stuff there. So until next time, you guys be blessed and stay encouraged. Peace.